Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Yud Zayin, and we're holding two lines from the bottom of the Yomid. But before we begin, Barry Shane forwarded to me a very urgent email that he received from one of the people on the email list, those that get the daf every day. This is from Rabbi Neumann HaKoyin Spitzer, Barry Chushabiyid. He writes, please transmit to Mr. Redder, yes, it means me, that the questions in the middle of the shiur are very disturbing. Most of them are not to the inyan anyhow. Signed, Ben Spitzer. So he's asking kindly, we should minimize the questions, especially those which are not k'inyan. Okay, I was going to stop there. Anyway, okay, let's go back to it. Amr Tanchem, Bereid Rabchi Ishkvarako, Yom Rabbi Anke, Barach, Om Rab Simloi, Vamrila, Om Rab Tanchem, Om Rab Huna, Vamrila, Om Rab Huna, Lichudei. Was am ze gesagt? Tag auf Tappe die Amut. Tal mit che nida lech voidoi. Nidu yoi nidoi. Which means that we've spoken about for the last couple of days the inyan of menuda. Menuda means that someone that received a lower form of chayrim. We think of chayrim. The Gemara said there are a number of levels. And the lowest level of chayrim is called nidoi. So normally we think of you have to have three rabbonim at bezdin. So what's your name? A Talmud Chochem himself, who has been embarrassed and disgraced, can go and be menada someone else and say, you are ben nidoy. You don't need three rabbis. Even one Choshev Talmud Chochem can go and be menada someone, just like we see now in the Gemara. Talmud Shenida Lechvoidai. A Talmud Chochem who is menada Lechvoidai. Lechvoidai means that the other person disgraced him. Niduya nidoy, the nidoy is effective. How do I know it's effective? This anya. We learned in the Braisa. Menuda l'rav, menuda l'talmid. But menuda l'talmid ain't a menuda l'rav. Menuda l'rav means that if someone was put in nidoy because he was disgraced, the rav, the rebbe, then automatically that's considered to be a nidoy which is binding on the talmidim as well. Because if their rebbe was disgraced, and therefore that person was put into chayrim, into nidoy, then that's binding on them. They should have nothing to do with that guy. However, menuda l'talmid, if the nida was only because of the covet of a talmid, not because of the rebbe, ain't a menuda l'rav. Because, okay, on that level, the talmid put him into nida, but that's not binding on the higher level, on his rebbe. But what do I see from that brisa? L'rav, who the ain't a menuda? Ain't a chanami staka not binding on the rav, halakuliyam menuda, but on the talmid and on his peers, other talmidim, it is binding. So we see that a talmid shenida lechvoidai, the nidoi is an effective nidoi. However, continues the Gemara's analysis, lemai. After all, it just says menuda letalmid. It doesn't say why the talmid was menadahim. If you're going to tell me the reason why the talmid was menadah, is because not that there was some sort of personal affront, but rather because that individual, that person that was put into nidoy, Chas Hashem said something bad against the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Cholila, or against one of the mitzvahs in the Torah, and that's why the Talmud was menadim. So then it has nothing to do with personal with the Talmud. Ein Chochma, ve'ein Tevuna, ve'ein Eitzah k'neged Hashem. Meaning that this shouldn't just be something that affects the Talmud, this should also affect the Rebbe, and affects everybody. So why did it say in the Braisa, menuda l'talmid, it should be also menuda l'rav, because after all, this guy is a quote-unquote a bad guy. If he said something negative about the Rabbi Yishlomo, or something negative about the Torah or the mitzvahs. So if it says in the Braisa that it's only menuda l'talmid and not menuda l'rav, elav l'kobed atzmoy, mushduch zayin, that we're talking about, that he was only menada for his own covet, having nothing to do with mili d'shmai.
I understand yesterday's stuff also. Who is it that's putting who in Perim here?
Before you walked in, we said that even one individual Talmud Chacham can put someone in Nidor. Amr of Yosef, Turmer Rabbanon, Ovedina Lenafshei, Vemilta de Psikolei. A Turmer Rabbanon, you remember we had Turmer Rabbanon in Masechtas Tanis, Rashi said the word Turmer Rabbanon means a young Talmud Chacham. Otherwise, if it's referring to an older Talmud Chacham, it says Hahu Mei Rabbanan. Tzur Mei Rabbanan means that he's still young. Ovedina L'Nafshei, he is allowed to go and paskin his own din Torah, the milta de psikale. So the way Rashi is learning, this has to do strictly with Dover Mominis. For instance, you look at the Rashi first and second line, Ovid din lanafshi de omalei at machaibis li hochi bahochi. You owe me $100 based on a note, based on a loan, you owe it to me. He does not have to go to the Bezdin. He can do self-help remedies, meaning he can go over to the guy and grab from him his money to pay himself back. But it's got to be psikolezotashi. Shevadei huloi philosophic. If he has the slightest doubt, he has no right to go and engage in self-help remedies. But if he knows for sure, avadino nafshim was a psikolezot. That's where Rashi lives. All the Mepharshim learned that this Gemara is directly related to the prior Gemara, meaning a Tzumer Rabbanan shouldn't go and put somebody else into Nidoy unless he has avados that that guy is a bad guy. In other words, if that person Taka disgraced him in a terrible way.
It's a continuation.
Way. Exactly. So this is a continuation of the previous Gemara. So not a friendly Gemara, this is all the Gemara. Yeah.
The other guy should be Michael, but you realize I'm talking about the guy.
Yeah.
But Rashi is very difficult because in Halacha, a Yochid Mumcha could be. Otherwise, you need a Bezdin of Shleishi.
Yeah.
So how is it? It's just that if he's a Tzumer Rabbanan and Nochish Kamumcha.
We're going to see in the Gemara shortly. We're going to see that even the Amsa Devei Rebbe put people in Nidoy, and the Chachamim gave that.
I'm talking about Dina Mominus.
Yeah, Fishtai. Okay.
That's a shot on Rashi.
Right.
How can we say somebody can be certain and can do what you call self help justice?
Yeah.
If din Torah means you have to have impartial judges. If someone says, I know this person owes me money, I'm going to grab.
This is what Rav Yosef says. When we get to the Sefer Bavakama, we'll hopefully delve into this in greater detail. Good. Anyway, we continue on. Hahu Tzumer Rabbanan Dehavisane Shemone. There was a Talmud Chacham that unfortunately there were bad shmuas, meaning that there were rumors in the community that this person is not such a good guy. Now, what were the shmuas? As we'll see later in the Gemara, unfortunately, they were saying that he was Oseg ba'aroyes. I'm not talking about learning the parish of aroyes, but unfortunately doing improper things.
Say
Oseg
is like he doesn't.
Exactly. Anyway, so there was bad shmuz about him.
Just a joke.
Yeah. Omer of Yehuda. Hey, Chilevet, what should we do to this person? Faith of Yehuda, what should we do? Lishamte, should we put him in Chayrim? Tzrichi le'rabanan. Omi tzrichi le'rabanan. Says Rashi, the Asrei Hava Rabbein. He was unfortunately the Ruv of the community, and people needed him. They needed him for Shiurim. They needed him for guidance. They needed him for Hadracha. They shouldn't put him in Chayrim. Chas Hashem is a terrible Chil Hashem. That this Rabbi Smith, is being accused of doing all types of negative affairs. Vazalachtan. Is Amalei the Rabbi Bachana, Midishmi Lachabaha, Rabbi Bachana, maybe you heard something about this, maybe you have some sort of tshuva. Amalei Hachiyom Rabbi Yochanan, Maidach Sev Shetan Pasek, Ki Sifse Koin Yishmu Das, Vetoira Yevak Shemipiu, Ki Malach Hashem Tzevokois Ho, a very famous Gemara, Imedoim Harav the Malach Hashem, if the Rabbi Taka Malach, Yevak Shetan Mipiv. Then you should take a listen to Torah from him. The Imlav, if he's a Shvacha Malach, then Al Yivak Shetorah Mipiv, then you should not listen to Torah from him. So, what do we see? What's the essence of this halacha? Yoktach Rashi, the whole reason why you did not want to put this person into Chayrim was only because the Rabbim Tzrichen Lei, his Kehillah, his people need him. We just see from this Pasuk that if he's not a Malach, they shouldn't be looking to him, they shouldn't be listening to him. In fact, they should be dismissing him as their rabbi, unless of course he does tshuva. And so therefore, that svara, that defense, let's not put him into Chayrim, because we need him for Hadrach and for learning. We don't need him if he's Nishka Malach. We shouldn't need Al Yavak Shetar Mipit. And therefore, Shamter Vihuda Rav Yehuda Taka put him into Chayrim. Lesov, some time later on, Ichlish of Yehuda got weak, in other words, he was sick. Osa Rabban Lishiulabay, and the Rabbanan came to be Mavakr Choyla. Vosa Ihu means this individual that Sanu Shomone, that was put into Chayrim because of bad Shmuis. Osa Ihu Nami Badayu, he came along for the ride. He also came to be Mavakr Choyla, and the Mepharshim add, but he was Berichuk Dalet Amis. He wasn't together with everybody else because he had been excommunicated. So he came separately, but he came with everybody else from Avaka Chayla. Kan Chazi, Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda saw this fellow who was the subject of that nidui, of that shamta, chiech, he started smiling. It's Amalei. So now the person who had received the chayrim was offended, and he said to Rabbi Yehuda, Lo mistayech, isn't it enough the shamtelu gavra that you put me in chayrim? Elachuki kanami chayech bi. Now when you see me, you smile and you snicker at me. You're adding and you're pouring salt into the wound. Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you don't understand. I don't smile at anybody. Everybody's my best friend. Chas v'shalom, I didn't mean any type of smirk. So why am I smiling? I'm smiling ala techi azlina lahu alma. Apparently, Rav Yehuda was deathly ill, and he's now thinking what's going to happen after 120, when I'm going to come up to Shemayim, and they're going to say to me, what's, you know, show me my balance sheets of merits and demerits on this world. B'dicha datoi, at that time I will be smiling, I'll be happy. That feel the gabra kavaseich loy chanifalei. That Baruch Hashem, even a person like you, I did not allow for chanifa. I didn't allow for flattery. What he means to say is that Rabbonim, one of their jobs is, of course, is to be madrich and to go and say musar and to try to go and have people go in the right way. Sometimes, however, you have a gvar alim, you have a mechutzif, a gvar. I can't start up with him, afraid. Who knows what he's going to do to me? He's going to, you know, he can give me a chachapunim. Exactly. So therefore, certain people, they're kind of untouchable. I'm not going to, you speak to him, not me. That's enough for me. Not me. You do it. He said, Baruch Hashem, I have nothing to worry about. I can see even a guy like you. I wasn't afraid of anyone. Even a person like you, I put you into chayim.
So,
we're going to talk about the 30 days, yeah. As noch nafshi Rav Yehuda.
Only one shaman. You have to go into where? With a shmu of alma, he put him into either. Had to be a call of the. It was probably the Rav Yehuda, a call of the Loi Pasak, or
exactly.
Maybe even Aedis.
Because
Khalili, you hear a bad thing about some shaman.
I assume that there was credibility to the rumors. It wasn't just rumor mongers. Yeah, well, that's really, that helps.
Yes.
You know, look into that paper. Full of schmutz. Anyway, this doesn't say over here that he did it on his own. It could be that he brought two more. The previous Gemara said that a Talmud can be menad on his own, for his own personal affront. Presumably, Rav Yehuda took two other rabbanim together with him, but the Gemara doesn't go into all the details.
I'm just minded that it's not poshut when you put somebody.
No, of course. That's why we're in our shul, we're knowing not to put anybody in chayim. We don't want to get involved. Zokim or baiter. Noch nafshi did Rav Yehuda. Eventually, Rav Yehuda passed away. It doesn't say the next day or a year later, 15 years later. He passed away.
From this illness.
Shteinish. It's also the Beit Midrasha. So now this fellow who is the subject of the chayim of the Shamta, he wants to finally get someone to be matir his chayim. Also, in the drasha, Amalahu, surely, do me a favor, please be matir the chayim. Rav Yehuda is no longer, so somebody else should be matir. Amalei Rabbanan, gabe the choshek Rav Yehuda leka hacha the lishrilach. There's no one here on the madrege, on the level of Rav Yehuda. So what do we see from this Gemara? What the Gemara is telling us is, as you know, there's a regular, a famous klal in the Gemara, that any time a bezdin goes and makes a nai, gzeira nai takona, you can't go in mavatel it, unless you have a bezdin which is godel mimenu, bechochma ubaminyan. So this is not, of course, the same case. We're not talking about a takona for klal Yisrael. We're talking about this particular individual. But you see from the Gemara, parallel, that if someone puts somebody else in chayim, and now another bezdin wants to go and remove that chayim, which remember yesterday we had a shaila whether another bezdin can do that, but the Gemara ultimately concluded if one of the dionim passed away, we could appoint someone else in his place as a replacement. But it's got to be that the rabbanon are on the same madrega or higher than the person that put the person in chayim. Otherwise, it could be a total hefker. You can have three chief rabbis put somebody in chayim, and then he goes over to three minor league rabbis, Rabbi Smith and Rabbi Jones. You heard Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Shlomo Azam and Orbach put me in chayim. Do me a favor, Rabbi Smith and Rabbi Jones, please take the chayim off. That would be a chukot lula. So it's got to be someone that's at least on the madrega or higher. Yes, Rabbi Cohen.
You have reality.
Yeah.
Five rabbanim went ahead. Practically speaking, they passed the sardines because they weren't going in.
Uh-huh.
big Rabbanim, Rabbi Yosef was one of them,
And
then you have Rabbi Belsky who's contrary to them.
How
do you explain what?
Gentlemen, please.
Here you have one person against five people.
Yeah, the point is that when it comes halacha, everybody, so we're getting off the Indian.
This is not halacha. We're not one person.
Okay.
You have rules in the way.
When it comes to Shilas, if you remember yesterday, we spoke about, I mentioned at one point that there's an Indian of somebody asked whether or not when you're learning Mishnayis between Mincha Maariv and a Beis HaOvel, is the Oval allowed to participate? So I said, no, you can't, because Oval, we said in the Gemara, you're not allowed to learn, right? Heonig Doim. This person's supposed to be quiet. So I assumed that that's a double Pashas. Pinchas called me up afterwards and he said that he spoke to a Rav in Brooklyn who says, no, you are allowed to participate. So unfazed, I called up two Rabbanim of my own, and one of them said, you are allowed to put the Oval is allowed to participate, and the other one said, Chas V'Shalom, he certainly should not participate.
You said to me, are you not allowed?
Exactly. And then I took out the Bnei Baruch, and the Bnei Baruch brings two contemporary poskim that both say, Avadi's not allowed to go and be mitzvah. So you see that there are modern day contemporary shailas, and different Rabbanim say different things. So whether or not sardines, if there's a shaila, yo, and then shaila nish. So one Rav says, yo, one Rav says, nish, it's, you know, Kvar Hoyuloy Lomim, Beishamim, Beisil, and Abai, and Rav, and Rav, and Shmuel, okay. But here we're talking about being Matir a Chayram, and to be Matir Chayram, our Gemara is saying is that you have to have a person who's at least on the same Madriga as Rav Yehuda, and in this Bismarish they said, Sinidoh, there's nobody like Rav Yehuda. So who is there in the generation? Elazil Gabi Rav Yehuda Nasiya. Go to Rav Yehuda Nasiya. Rav Yehuda Nasiya, as you know, was not Rav Yehuda Nasi that codified the Mishnayos. This was an Einikol. Since he's the Nasi of Klal Yisrael, he has the ultimate chief rabbi authority, as he is the Nasi. The Lishulach, he should be Matri. Okay? Notice the Rav Yehuda, we don't mention the guy's name, the guy, this Hahume Rabbanim, because we don't want to go and mivazim him for all generations. But anyway, he went in front of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya said, as you know, I have a lot of duties. He was the chief, he was the Nasi. Rabbi said to Rabbi, I want you to do some research. Do some due diligence on this individual. Poik ayin bedinai, go and see me by the mishalei sharelei. If in fact you find a tzad heta that we should be meikul shemater, I'll be mater. You know, I'm not opposed to the idea, but you do the due diligence, do the research, and come back. Iyan Reb Ami Bedinei, so Reb Ami Taka did the research, Savar Le Mishulei, and after that he came and he wanted to go and be Matir. In other words, he went through it, presumably he went into the community, he tried to find out if the rumors have any substance or not. Bottom line is, he felt that there was room to be Matir. Guess what happened? As he wanted to be Matir, Omar Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Araglav. Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni got up on his legs. As we'll see in a moment, this was a big pella, a big chidush, because Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni was already a very, 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 very old man. He was already 119 and a half years old. I don't know, 119, but the point is he was very old. And he had not been in the Bismedish now for the last 10 years, because it was difficult for him to come. And maybe that's why the Gemara is saying that he Omar Araglav, it wasn't even easy for him to stand up. But anyway, he did stand up for Omar, and he said, no, Rabbi, said Rabami, don't be matched. Why not? Omar Shivcha shall base Rebbe. Leinoga Chacham Kalis Roish Biniduya. Everybody knows that the Gemara brings a number of times in Shas that the Amsa de Bei Rebbe was a very Choshava woman. So much so, they didn't know Pshat in various Gemaras and various Mishnayas, and they asked her. I'm sorry?
And language especially.
So they asked her, and she was able to go and share with them.
She knew Hebrew.
And Aramaic and other stuff. Anyway, she was apparently a very, very formidable, very outstanding lady. And there was a period of time that she was menadas someone, and we'll soon see why she was, not because of her personal covet, because she felt that someone is being oiver and avera, we'll soon see. And they gave so much covet to her that nobody was willing to go and break or be matir her shamta for sholishanim for 3 years. And she's just an amsa. Yehuda chavereinu, meaning Rav Yehuda, alachs kam v'kama, you should go and be mevatel his shamta. Rav Yehuda is a greisa mensch. He was a greisa mensch. It's Reb Zeira. So Reb Zeira noted, Maide Kamon, Isn't it unbelievable? Punktheint? Just today? The Asa Idna, Hai Sabab Me Bedrosha, that Rav Shmuel Ben Achmeini, this elderly Choshev Yid, came today. The Kamishani Leyasa. It's already been the last 5 or 10 years he hasn't shown up to Mismedish. He's been frail, feeble, and weak because of his senior citizen status. In fact, the Mefarshim note that if he's talking about Amtsid Bei Rebbe, remember the Amtsid Bei Rebbe lived in the times of Rebbe. Rebbe was, of course, 2 generations earlier. He was the Zayda of Yehuda Nasiya, of Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya. So therefore he says, you guys don't remember because you're all a bunch of youngsters. But I remember from 80 years ago when Rebbe lived, the Zayda from the Hantiganossi. Presumably the Hantiganossi also wasn't, you know, 15 years old. He was probably also quite 60, 70, 80 years old. And this was his Zayda. And I remember the Amtsid Bei Rebbe in my days. For 3 years, we were in Chasha. We didn't even think of trying to be Mater her Shamta. So you see that he was an older individual. And Pung today is coming. Shema Mina is a simen min haShemayim leMiboy leMishrilei, that we should take and not be matir the chayim of this individual. Otherwise, why just today, after 10 years, Rav Shmuel Ben Achmeini? I say 10 years is an arbitrary number, but he says Kamishani already quite a few years he hasn't come. And so therefore, as a result of that, Rabbi Ami said you're right. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya said you're right, and Loi Sharalei, they were not matir, and this person was stuck. And we'll see. Nofak, he left the shul, and Kikabochi v'ozel, and he was crying that Nebuch, he was stuck with the shamta on his head. And guess what happened? Osa zibura. Zibura means a bee, maybe a wasp. Vitarke aamse, and went and bit him on the oma. Oma meaning his aver down below. Wus epis taka on the aver down below. Look at the top. Top teishvis, top teishvis. Vitarke noshchoi aamosoi. In other words, they're showing Minashamayim. That's the place, and that's where he got bitten. And Bishochim, and eventually he passed away. Apparently, this was a very gifted wasp. Gift in the sense of the Yiddish word gift, meaning it was poisonous. And apparently, it spread, and Nebuch, the person, passed away. And the Gemara tells us, now, after all, he was a Talmud Chochem, so now the Chevra Kedisha, Ailu Lema'ar to the Chassidim, they wanted to go and place him and bury him in the Ma'ara, in the cave of the Chassidim, Faloi Kiblu, and the Ma'ara didn't accept him. Now, 1 second, slightly. Now, what's pshat that the Ma'ara didn't accept him? There was a sign, no trespassing, well, what's going on? So Rashi says that around the Ma'ara there was an Achna. An Achna means it was a snake that was wrapped around, and they said, Achna, please open up. Aloimit and Aleph, and the snake did not open up and refused entry to this fellow. I'm not making it up. Rashi's off this. Rashi says, Likiblu. You see, Rashi about a quarter down the Umid, Likiblu, the Hadra Achna, Achna is the name of a snake, Lema'arta, a room in a room, the Marav, Lepascha Pia, and she refused to let in this fellow. So you already see two Simon and Minishamai. Besides the fact that Rishmul Bar Nachmeini came on that day, which is itself a big chiddush. But two other things. Number one, that the Zibura went and bid him Aamse, Mida Kenegin Mida. And number two, he wanted to get in and the Achna said, Aloy Mitan Aleph, I'm not letting you in.
What's a Hadra mean?
I'm sorry?
Hadra?
Hadra. Hadra means that it was surrounding. It was circling around. In other words, it was one of these long, long snakes that it was surrounding and circling. Arum and Arum, it goes around and around and around. So otherwise, a regular small snake, okay, so it's on top and I'll go underneath or I'll go over and I'll remove the snake. Oh, this is one of those big, big, long...
That goes around and around.
Oh, what does it? Anyway, the more that's right, so, Loi Kiblu, I lula ma'arta the daini, so then they wanted to go and bury him now among the Dayanim, in other words, among the Tamid Chachamim, after all, he was a Tamid Chachamim, Kiblu, and the Mara did accept him. If he's such a bad guy, why was he accepted? My timer, the Ovad Kirabi Loi, because he was no egg like Rabbi Loi. Famous Rabbi Loi, the sign of Loi, Oimer, Imroya Odom Shiitzim Skabar Olaf. What happens if a person sees that this he has a tremendous Yaisahara? I'm sorry?
This is Rabbi Yehuda's father, his name was Eloi.
That Rabbi Yehuda's father is Rabbi Loi, but it's not this.
No, it's not the same person.
That Rabbi Yehuda Loi is the Tana. This is Rabbi Yehuda, this is an Amoyer, Rabbi Yehuda. But anyway, no,
I'm
no
saying
problem.
This Rebbe Loi,
yeah.
Could he what, be that?
He might have been the father of Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Loi. Chwaish, Chwaish. Kenzan is your Kenzan. Anyway, could be Rebbe Loi was a popular name. Chwaish, I don't know. Anyway, see, Morris says, Amroi Anu Shinsu Megabba, although a person sees that he has a Gevaldigi Yaitzahara, and he cannot be Kovesh the Yaitzahara, Yelech Mokashi Makir Noisa, he should go to a place where they don't recognize him. Viyuba Shchoyman should put on black clothing. Viyazatav Shchoyim, and he should cover himself in black. Viyasa Mashali Bechofetz, and then he can go and do whatever he wants. But Yechal Shem Shemaim, if he has here, he shouldn't be Mechal Shem Shemaim. Now, on the surface, this is a difficult Gemara, because it means anytime we have a war, a battle with Ayetzahara, I can't manage, let me go and buy a suit of black and cover my face of black, go somewhere to Honolulu and do whatever I have to do. Is that a heter? You're allowed to do that? So both Rashi and Tosis both complain. If you look at Rashi, a rear Rashi that quotes Rav Haigoin, you see Rashi in the middle of the Omid. There's no chilashem. Then says Rashi, the Omalon Rebbe Mishum Rav Haigoin, the Yas Mashali Bechofet, Roitzaloimar, the Vadai Kimishulov Shchoirim. And etc. And he orev bedover says Rabbi Loi, I'm going to be the arv al the guarantor. Sheinechovitz mikan the eilach ba'avera, that the person should have to go and denigrate himself. That what? I can't wear my regular nice garb. I have to go and put on these black clothing as if I'm putting on a costume. So what's going to be mashli bechofetz? And the real lave of the Jew is going to come out, and he's going to do chayfetz Hashem. He's not going to do chas v'sholem the avera. As he's preparing himself, he's going to look in the mirror and say, "That's me. I'm one of a Kaddish Baruch Hu's children." Oh, exactly. You look. You have to look in the mirror. So if you look, apparently it does work. Okay, but let's look at the fourth choice from the top. So same thing as Rav Haigoin and Rav Chananel. So we have now four. You have the Rashi, Midrashi's Rebbe, and Rav Haigoin, and the Teishvis, and Rabbeinu Chananel, that all say, we don't mean this literally, you're allowed to do this, but forget, as he's putting on this garb, and as
he'll want to do the mitzvah.
Exactly. And then he'll do Mashali Bechobet, the real Yiddish heart, and he will not be because he will miskaber on his yetzer. Zokti Moravaita, we just quoted in the previous Gemara that Reb Shmuel Manachmeini said, remember the famous Nidoy that the Amsa the Beit Rebbe put on this person, and for 3 years nobody dared to defy her Shamta.
Zokti Moravaita, yeah. We have a Rabba Bar Rachmeini.
I don't know if they're related or not. Basically, you have a Zokti.
So this last story here, we said he was accepted to this other martyr because he did like this. He
right.
He did like Rebbe Loi, but he said that there was...
But he still wasn't, he still unfortunately sinned. So.
But we're touching on Rebbe Loi over here, that it was, he didn't end up doing, someone doesn't end up doing something in the end.
That's what Rabbi Goyen and Toys say. From the Gemara's Pasha Mashma, that he was Noihig like that, and therefore he was Mechal Shem Shemayim. So
at least
was,
that not.
Yeah, at least the Zoivait. From the Gemara's Mashma, he did that, he put on the black clothing, but this is not an Eitz HaToyva for all generations, because hopefully
it's the Lashon HaGemara, as though he can rule.
Exactly. Exactly.
Could have been said, but also would have been easier.
Grada, there's another Gears in our Gemara. Since we're talking about this Ovid Kirbi Loi, if you look at the Tosis, the third Tosis, his goyit is not the Ovad Kirbi Loi, the Ovar a Rebbe Loi. He violated Rebbe Loi, meaning that Yitzhar Miskaber Olav, and he didn't put on the Shchayim, and he didn't do that, and he was Mechal Hashem Shemayim Befasya, and that's the reason why the Mara the Chassidim did not accept him. In other words, not a reason why the Mara of the Dayanim did accept him, why the Mara the Chassidim did not. You see the Tosis, the third Tosis from the top, the Ovar Rebbe Loi, Ulekach Loi Kiblu, Ava Bishoy Yitzhamad Chacham. Why? Because he was Ovar Rebbe Loi, and unfortunately he did call
it.
Exactly. The Yesh Karsin, like our Gemara, the Ovi Kirbi Loi, Mishamachin Kiblu, Daini. So you have two different versions of the Gemara. So Gemara Vayit, everybody wants to know, what was the Amza of the Beit Rebbe? Yes, Rabbi Cohen, yes.
Yeah. is Avelis.
Uh-huh, okay.
So the question is, how does anybody know when it's Avelis, the person's word, what's the
person's This is the Avelis after his person's neshama. Because he's doing an Avelis, he needs to talk, do Avelis, he has to mourn that his neshama is going down. Right.
It's derech of Yisrael to wear black.
Okay. Let's go back. Shivcha shel beis Rabbi Mahi. What was the masa of the shivcha beis Rabbi? The amtsin beis Rabbi Chazite lehu gavra. She saw a person to have a mochi lebnoi gadol, that he was giving patch to his older son. It doesn't say how old the older son was. However, he was old enough to really, chas v'sholom, if he rebelled, to go and give a patch back. It's Umrah. So she said, Leavihahu gavra b'shamta, dekom mishum lefnei iva lo yisiten michshol. What is that? The sign you learned in the Braisa, lefnei iva lo yisiten michshol, b'makeh lebnei godol ha'akosim medaber, because chas v'sholom, if you go and hit an older child, and that child is a bit of a, he has a bit of a rebellious spirit to him, what's he going to do? Says Rashi, even the godel who shema mevayit ba'oviv, chas v'sholom, he's going to go and give a kick to his father. So the father causes the son to rebel against him. So when you have an older son, you have to talk to menachas, you have to explain to him what's the man. And therefore, this Amzani Rebbe obviously was a smart lady. She said, what this fellow is doing is terribly wrong. And she presumably wanted to show this as a role model for other people. Be careful, don't cause your children to go astray. Therefore, she put him in Chayim, she made a Zanidui, and people were so respectful of her, they didn't even touch it, even though L'chayra, she's a lady, how could she do that? No Bezdin, she wasn't a Talmud Chacham. But her status apparently was such, that her stature was such, that nobody touched this Shamta for 3 years. Okay, question. Don't worry about that. Reish Lakish.
She makes a proclamation. This person I'm putting in.
Don't know. Mason, I don't know. We don't get involved in these things today, so I couldn't tell you.
Who again? Reish Lakish.
Yeah, okay. Reish Lakish, I'm a minta pardes. So the Reish Lakish was a shomer of a pardes. In other words, there weren't free government checks or somebody supporting him. Probably this was part of his parnasa. Minta pardes, he was a watchman in the pardes. Also, Gaber person came by, the ka'ochel te'eni, and he ate from the te'enim. In other words, he ignored Reish Lakish and he started taking from the figs of the fig tree. Rama Beikala. So Reish Lakish started screaming, "Hey, get a rose over and get out of here!" Well, and he didn't listen to him. Amar, so Reish Lakish said, "Lehavi ha'ugavar b'shamta." That person should be put into chayrim. Amalei. So that fellow was no easygoing guy. Adar lehavi ha'ugavar b'shamta. You Reish Lakish, you should be put in chayrim. Why? A moment is chayavti lecha, even though I'm taka chayv to money, but need is chayavti lecha. That's not a reason to go and put me into chayrim. Take me to Bez Din. I owe you $100 for these lousy figs. I got a stomach ache from the figs anyway. But lamas, I'll pay you. But that's not a cause to put me in chayrim. Also, be medrasha. They came to Bismedish, and now Reish Lakish was thinking to himself: is that guy right? Is that guy wrong? And Reish Lakish now comes into shul, the Bismedish, to ask the people vajoktir. As Omrulay, so they told him, Shaloi Nidui, the Shamta that he put on you, in other words, this Ganev, the Chem that he put on you, Reish Lakish, that was a Nidui. In other words, it was an effective Nidui. Shalcha Eino Nidui, but yours was not. In other words, yours was not called for, because he's right. You have a Tana, call the police, take him to Bezin. Don't go and put him immediately into Chayim. The ground we said in the Gemara yesterday, that you could put a person into Chayim even for Mominus. But you remember the Gemara said, you have to give him 3 warnings. On Monday, Thursday, and Monday. If it's Laf Kirusa, you can put him Lialta. If it's Lamamoyna, you have to give him a Bahab. And you see, he put him in Shamta immediately on the spot. So therefore, that was not an effective Shamta. So therefore, your Shamta is no good. But his Shamta against you was because you had no business putting him into Chayim. So therefore, he was allowed to retaliate and put you into Chayim. Yes.
Shamta over Russia is valid. This guy's
a Russia. I am a Mefarshim. So what do we do to remove that? How are we going to be misakin that Shamta? Zil ligabei delishrilach. You should go over to him and ask him for mechila. I'm sorry I put you into Shamta, and therefore the Shamta will go away. said Rish Lakish Liyadanale, he's a holdupnik, he's a god. If you think he's one of my friends, I don't know him, I never met him in my life. Who do I request? Amrele Zilagabi Nasiya, the Lishulach, like we had before. He's the ultimate authority in the Nasi. Go to the Nasi, you'll be Matiya, the Sanya. Nidu, but any of them mean Nidu. Somebody puts you into Chaim, you don't know who. Yelechitz Nasi, Viatale, Nidu, you go to the Nasi. Amravuda, Beushi Iskinu. What about Abbezin Shesorach? What happens if Chas Hashem, the Abbezin himself, Nebuch, did something wrong? What do we do? Eimanadin Oisoi, Elo Oimaloi, he covet Vishav Vibescha. We go and say to the Abbezin, you deserve to be put into Shamta. However, because it would be a terrible Chil Hashem that a person of your stature should be put into Chayrim, we ask you, he covet, retain your covet. Others say he covet, make yourself as if it's hard for you to get out because you have a terrible headache or a terrible stomach ache. He covet, make yourself heavy. And Vishav Vibescha, stay at home and don't go out. He won't raise in the gasim, people won't think about you, won't talk about you, but don't go and be out in the public, because otherwise there's a problem with your activities. Unfortunately, he did not listen. This Abbezin's Chos V'Sarach. Unfortunately, he continued doing his negative activities. Then you are allowed to go and be menadim because of the terrible Chel Hashem. Upli Rish Lakish, the Rish Lakish, Talmud Chacham Shesarach, Ein Menan Oisa Befehesia. If you have a Talmud Chacham that did a Sircha, in other words, he did something wrong, then you do not put him in Chayim Befehesia. Shinem V'Chashal Tayoim V'Koshal Gam Novi Imcha Laila. We keep the rhyme devoted to Laila. So the Pasuk is telling you, if he did a Michshol, even as though it's a Michshol Hayoim, that everybody knows about it, Laila Kiso Kalaila, Rish Lakish said, do a cover-up, don't talk about it, it'll be a terrible Chil Hashem if they say about Chief Rabbi Smith that he's put into Chayim. Don't. But it's a machlokes. The other one says yeah, this one says no. Marzutra Chasida, ki machayv tumer rabbanan shamta, when Chas Hashem there was a Talmud Chacham that deserved to be put into Chayim, Marzutra Chasida used to do it. That's why he was called a Chasida. Marzutra Chasida used to bereishim mishamet nafshei. He first put himself into Chayim, into Nidoi, v'had the mishamet l'diday, and then he would go and be mishamet the other guy. So first he put himself in Nidoi, I'm excommunicating myself, and then he excommunicated the other person. Now, what's the reason why he did something like that? First, let's finish off the story. When he finally came home, he was matter himself so that he should be able to have a relationship with his wife and with his children. He took off his own nidui, and then he took off the nidui off the other individual. Now, why did he do this? Sounds so strange. So look at the last toisvis. Mishamet nafshe, mishum tsar shetzarach l'nadui tamad chacham. The first thing is, he felt so depressed. Rachman litzlan, at Talmud Chacham. Can you imagine Talmud Chacham was molly Torah, and he did something so terrible that I have to put him in Shamta? He felt so terrible that he wanted to put himself in the Shamta. Inami oder nachabshat kidei shehi zocher lahatir, said he should remember to go mimat to the other guy, because otherwise he might forget that he has to be matir. But if he himself is in nidoy and therefore he has to tell everybody stay away from me, then he wants to afterwards get back into the community, so to speak, then he has to be matir himself. He'll remember to matir the other guy. Now, why was he matir himself first? He should be matir the other guy first. That Yovei Zakai v'yechaper ala chayiv l'kach toiv kishiyat l'chaveiru shihu mutir koidim. That what? That if you want to be matir the other person, then you have to be in the same madrega, you have to be on the madrega to be able to matter somebody. If you yourself happen to be excommunicated, so you yourself are somewhat in the dungeons, how are you going to go and be matter the other person? First take the nidui off of yourself, and then you can go and be matter
the
other person.
He should have done the same thing with the nidui. He should have first put the other guy in chen, then himself, because it'll come out that a person in order should give a
nidui. Yeah. Yeah.
May Tzurim,
yeah.
I'm asking the same question. If he puts himself in
Harem
first.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a status with the other guy.
But apparently, yeah, that's a Rapinchas.
Okay,
good. Apishnaim Idem Yukum Dover. Ifreit Gut? Like we said, he can be menad for on his own, and he can also be made for on his own. Amra Papa Taisili Dwa Shemita Tumarabana Yarlam. Taisili means when I come to Oilam Emes, they're gonna give me schar that I never did it. Baruch Hashem, I never got involved in a shamtas, I was never involved. Alaki Kamachaiv Tumarabana Shamta, Heichi Ovid. So what did we do in those cases where a Tumarabana deserved to get Shamta? Just like they did in Eretz Yisrael, mimnu anegida the tumer rabbanon v'le mimnu ashamta. We used to get together. In other words, if someone felt that Talmud Chacham Ploni deserves to go and get punished, we would get together a group, and not Chas Hashem to put him in chayrim, but to go and give him lashes. We would go and give him malchus as a makis martis, but we wouldn't go and get together shamta, because shamta was considered to be far worse in terms of public humiliation and embarrassment, as opposed to just lashes. Oh, you heard about it, you didn't hear about it, but here, the person is Vishamta, that everybody has to stay away, you need to excommunicate it. Yes, what's up to you, Barry?
Marcus Martis.
What's the definition of the word Shamta? So Yomar has two definitions. Omer Rav, Shem Misa. Shem Misa means that we are putting on him this type of spell, so to speak. We're putting on him excommunication. So it's as a shtickle like Misa. Because if you're not able, the famous Gemara, the Gemara says, Oy Chavrusa, Oy Misusa. That was by the son of Chayni Magal himself, whatever that he had, 70 years he was away. And then afterwards, Gemara in Tanis, right? So he said, Chavrusa Misusa, if you don't have any peers, you have no social life, Oy Misusa. So the same thing is, if you put a person to Shamta, and therefore he's not allowed to circulate among B'nai Adam, everybody has to stay away from me, excommunicated. So it's a shtickle misa, it's a misa masa. Anyway, that's right. Or to Tommy Yikra, same thing, yeah. He's one of the four that's considered to be a mace. Honey Choshkevich, yeah. Ushmul Omar, Shimoma Yiyah. Actually, the Mepharshim say that it should say Shimoma Tihiyah, and that's how you get Shamta. Shimoma means like desolation, he's never desolate. Tiyah, he should be. So that's the word Shamta, Shimoma Tiyah. Umahanya bay kitichaye betanura. The Shamta helps like smearing fat on a tanner. What's the mushal? What's the nimshal? What do we mean by that? So Rashi says, look at Rashi, about 10 lines on the bottom. Umahanya kitichaye betanura. Kishuman shetuichen es ha-tanur v'nivlo besoichai. If you ever smear fat on the bottom of a tanner, remember, often in the good old days, when they would go and bake bread or challah, they didn't put it in baking pans like most people do today. They went and attached it to the side. So now, what happens if after the thing is baked, you want to remove it? It's not so easy to remove. In fact, Imara says it was a ganza chokhmah to redo it pass.
Redo
it pass. If you had that special instrument to remove it, what's
they're still doing it today?
Oh, that's right. So they shouldn't get attached to the walls. They would go and smear on some sort of grease. By the way, that's the reason why many people, even though there's many people who are noig al pi shulchan aruch, the pas palter is mutter. The famous machloikis, where the pas palter is mutter, pas palter is osur. But nevertheless, one should not go and buy bread from a regular bakery. Not that there's so many bakeries left to come out. There are very few. The problem is because even if the bread happens to be just totally only flour and water, but that it shouldn't stick to the baking pans, they used to put lard on the bottom. Lard is a byproduct of chazer. Chazer is, according to most, it's not kosher. And so therefore, it's not kosher, not because there's ingredients in self-it, because it's stuck to the... You had lard. Anyway, so the point is...
We're not worried about flacious bread.
That's also a problem. It's also flacious, but that's a separate story. Lard is worse. Anyway, so the master says you have now shuman grease, which is on the bottom of the tanner, and the person is trying to go and put the bread into the tanner. So what happens to that grease? You think it remains there forever? Eventually, it's nivla, it gets absorbed into the walls of the tanner, and then it doesn't come out. The tanurim of yesteryear were klicheres. But klicheres, anytime it absorbs, any yotzel, and that's why you can't go and kasher klicheres. It's only shvirosan, zu taharosan. It's kaloimar, zutrashi vaita, maket lechol man de meshamtinen lei, to lei nafke minei loilim. When you put a shamt on a person, he remembers it forever. He remembers it skated on in the biner. It's absorbed in the person. So even after the heter, even after it goes off, He remembers it. So that's what the Gemara is saying is, Shimoma Yiyah, this person remains desolate, Umahanya Bey, and it works. Mahanya doesn't mean not that it helps. It works on the person, Kichtichai Betanura, that it goes into the person's Ramach Ivarim, and he remembers it, so it's an effective tool. Uplei the Rishlokish, then Rishlokish, Kishem Shinechnezzel, Messiah Marbo Mishmain Ivarim, Kach Kishi Yoitze, Yoitze Messiah Marbo. So you see, Rishlokish takes the other view totally, and he said, I agree with you, the Shamta initially settles in his 248 Evarim, but Kishiyoitza, after you're matir the Shamta, Yoitza, then it leaves the 248 Evarim. How do I know? Kishinachnas is the Sivishin Pasik Boyza Ir Chayrim. What means Chayrim? Chayrim Begimachi, Masayim Barboim Ushmoinahab. The word Chayrim, Ches Reish Mem, Reish is 200, Mem is 40, Ches is 8, is 248. What happens then? Like we say in the Tachnun, Baroigis even a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Baroigis is in a fury against us. Rabbi Yishlom have Rachmonis, remember us, Lerachmin. What's the word Rachim? Rachim is all to be Gematria Hachi Hava. So therefore, also 248. Chayim and Rachim are the same oisius, just in different form, in different order. Ah, so therefore, the Gemara Zoktach Da is that Einachanami, the Shamta, goes into the 248 Varim, and it's Niv. Like you said, but afterwards when you matter the Shamta, you can purge it and it can leave the 248 Evar. Omer of Yosef, Shodi Shamta Agnufta de Kalva, the Idido Avda. If you want, you can put a Chayrim on a Kelev. In other words, somebody was stealing food. Or the Gemara is going to tell us in a moment that there was a Kelev that was eating up the clothing of the Rabbanim. But they didn't know. They thought there's some sort of perpetrator over here that's stealing the clothing. So he said, if you put a Shamta, you put a Chayrim, a Gnufsa. Gnufsa means on the tail. Tail is the Shvanz. The Kalba of this Kelev of the dog. The day of that, you'll see that the Shamta will work. You put it on the tail. And then this is not a tail, Rabbi said. It will work. how do you know? There was a Kelev that was eating up the clothing, the shoes of the Rabbanan. But they have a Koyadi Manu. And they didn't know who's taking away all of our shoes. That's very strange. Somebody eating them. So they didn't know that he was eating the shoes. They thought that somebody is stealing the shoes of the Rabban. And they didn't know who it was. Bisham Tulay, and they said, whoever is taking away the shoes of the Rabbanan, he should be in Chayrim. Guess what? Isli Beinur Begnuf say, a fire broke out on the tail of that dog. Say, and it consumed the dog. So you see that the Shamta was Chal. Where was a Chal? It worked. It was Chal on his tail. The tail got in fire, and the dog died. And from that time on, they had their shoes back. Well, at least they didn't lose their next shoes. So you know, Alma. Alma means a Gvar Alim, as a Mechitzev type, you know, as a person. You can't start up with a guy like that because, etc. Now, the Ksarli Lahu Metzur Merabonin, he was causing Tsar to a Talmud Chochem. It's also the comment of Yosef, so this Talmud Chochem comes in front of Yosef, and he said, what should I do? This guy's giving me Tsaris Tsururis. Amalei Zil Shamte, put him in Chayrim. Amalei, I'm going to put him in Chayrim, Mr. Vinimina. He's going to step on me like a cockroach. What? I'm scared of him. It's Amalei Shkina Psichale. You know what? Don't just say it orally. Write it down on a piece of paper. And therefore, if you don't say it orally, maybe that'll protect you. If he finds a piece of paper, he'll rip me to shreds together with the paper. I'm scared of him. Oh, I was, Amalei Shakle. Take the piece of paper on which you wrote the Chayrim. Achse Bekada, put it into some sort of barrel. And take that barrel, the Achse Bekibri, and take it to the cemetery, to the Beis HaChayim. The Kari Bey, this Kari Bey explains Rashi means take out the shofar and start blowing in the shofar. Al Fashipure, like we had yesterday, the day before, that when they put Meirois into Chayrim, that they blew 1,000 shofars. Go and blow the shofar 1,000 toots. Barboin Yoimin, over 40 days. I don't know if that means 1,000 over the 40 days altogether. Maybe every single day you should do 1,000 for 40 days. Doesn't make a difference. But bottom line is, go and do this. And this Talmud Chacham listened. Ozel Ovid Hachi Taka did this. Eventually, from all the blowing of the shofar in the kad, guess what happened to the kad? Paka kada, the kada broke and split. Umis, and guess what happened to the Gvar Alma? He also fell apart together with the kada. Zokta Marsha, just like we say during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we say about a person, Moshel Kecheres HaNishbar. Now, why do we refer to a person as a Cheres HaNishbar? Why don't we refer to a person as a Kli Matches HaNishbar? What's up as a Kli Cheres HaNishbar? Because Parshipshat is, any other kli, if it gets broken, you can fix it. If a kli matches gets a hole in it, you can solder it, you can add a patch to it. A kli cheres, once it's broken, it's broken. You really can't fix it. You can try to put a temporary patch, but it's not going to hold. So therefore, a person is also, he cannot be easily repaired. He's moshel kicheres nishba. That's why we got to do tshuva, and we have to, we should no longer be a kli cheres. We should be taka kli matkes. So here too, this kli cheres broke, and therefore, he's moshel kicheres nishba nevach, this alma, umis alma, he also died together with kad. Grada, Mikotska says that that's the reason why, by all other kelim, it says that they're metama migaboy. Kli cheres is the only one that's metama mitoichai. Mitoichai means that the sheretz or the tumah doesn't touch the kli from the outside. It dangles in the ear on the inside and it becomes tameh. Why is kli cheres different manishtana from all other kelim? Because all other kelim have an inherent value to them, even if they're not a kli. Because if you take a metal kli and you melt it down, just like all the ganuvim, they steal the copper pipes and they go melt and they sell it for scrap, so it has a value. Masha Enkin, kli cheres has no value. The only value that it has is if it's a kli kibble. You mold it into a kli, and now you can put things into it, food or whatever. So that gives it its shavius. So therefore, by any other kli, if a sheretz touches it, so it's touching the inherent value of this kli. If the sheretz goes and touches the kli cheres itself has no value. The only value that it has is that it has a kli kibble. So therefore, if you put it inside toichoi, that's why it's makab. Same thing is a person, a goof of a person, also has no chashivas on its own. Only is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu puts the neshama inside the goof. Therefore, the goof is like a kli cheres that has no inherent value to it. Therefore, the total value is because it's a kli kibble for neshama, for rachnias. And that's why we're marshal kecheres and nishbar, not like a regal. Apart from the kotzke, cheres. Oh, very good, very good.
Because they felt that the only value was the stuff they were bringing back, but their own.
Beautiful, beautiful.
They were kadorim.
It's a different shot.
The pshat is that a kli cheres, if you break it up, it's nothing. It's earth. Oh. It has no value.
Zayigit.
I mean, it's a simple pshat.
Zayigit. Talking more about Maishipuri. As we know, as we've learned now, just now and learned yesterday, when you put a person to chayim, they used to blow shoifer. What's happened? Shoifer. The Moshe Nefroim Mimenu. That the word shoifer is also marames, that with this we are Nifra Mimenu, Shen Nifroim Mimenu, that we're punishing this person for doing whatever bad thing he did, and that's Lashon Shoifer. Praytim on my Tavra. The Tavra means to break. But here Rashi says the Tavr is referring to the Shvorim that we blow at the time of the Tkiyah Shofar. So what is the word Tavra? Rabbi Yehuda, Tavri Bati Rami. That we mean as a result of blowing the Shofar, you can go and destroy tall buildings. Well, what does he mean? The Sanya. Rav Shimon Gamliel. When Chas Shalom, a person did something wrong, and the Chum are now looking askance at that individual, Chas Shalom, either there'll be Misa or there'll be Oini. And what the Gemara means to say over here is, by blowing the Shofar and putting this person into Shamta, Tavri Batirami, these tall and exalted, high and mighty, arrogant individuals, the higher they are, the harder they fall. So that's, and they take a full heart, then it's Tavra, then they'll break. So this is the Lashon Tavra, and it's a brechzach di chavra. Okay, so now this was fascinating, Gemaras. Obviously, it was also quite depressing learning about all the Nidoy, and that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that an Ovel Rachman Litzlan is allowed to learn Perek Ve'ele Megalchen because of the depressing Gemaras about Misa and about Nidoy, etc., etc. And we're going to have, unfortunately, more about our Avelis as we continue our Perek. But in the meantime, let's go back to the Mishnah. And the Mishnah, you remember, told us that certain individuals are allowed to have a haircut on Chol Hamoed. Who are those individuals? So, for instance, we have people that came from Medina Sayyam, and Mebeis Hashmiyah, and Mebeis Rasurin, but also in the Mishnah, Hanoziv HaMetzirim Mitzumasli Tarasai, he's now becoming Tohar, he's also allowed to go and take Giluach Ben Bay. Mishala is, when was he Oilim Mitzumasli Tarasai? For instance, by the Nozir of course, and Noz is not supposed to take a haircut. But what happens if he became Tomei? Then what you're supposed to do is, first of all, you have to have Shlishi Shvi. We don't mean Tomei from Mesheret, we mean Tomei Tumas Mes. Then he has to have Hazor Shlishi Shvi. And then after 7 days, he does a Tiglachas. He removes all of his hair. And he starts from square one. Vayomim Harishonim Yiplo, Ki Tomei Nizrei, because the Nazirus was Tomei. That's by Nazir. By Metzoira, after Metzoira, finally he comes, the Koyin says, okay, it's been 12 years now, but Baruch Hashem, now you're Tohar, all the blotches, all the blemishes, all the spots are removed, Baruch Hashem, you're now Tohar. What does he have to do at that point? He has to go and take Shtei Tziporim, Chayis Tohiris, Ve'etzer, Vishvifos, Ve'ezoiv, and he has to go and Shecht one and send one away. He has to wait 7 days, he has to do Atik Lachas, and then afterwards he has to bring his three Kabbanis, etc., etc. The point is, Zokti Gemara, yet, when was he Olemi to Masl Tarase? Vaymene Rabbi Yemei Rab Zeira. Vishaloi Hailem Tanai means that they didn't have time before Yontif. In other words, that they only had the Tahara on Yontif or during the Cholam Moed. Even if he had time before Yontif, in other words, he already had his Tahara before Yontif, the Kohen already came before, or the Nazir already finished his period, and therefore he's ready for this Taglachas, this is already before, can we allow them to have it on Chol HaMoed or not? Only if they didn't have the chance, they didn't have the time. But we're not finished. Zog the Brisa Vaiter. Nazu Mitzayd Avvisha Hoylem Pnai. Mutarim Shlo Yishu Karben Oyseyan. Was meant to Zog. Shat Zazet. Avad and Avad, they should have done their Tiglachas before Yontif had they had the opportunity. Yes, they should have. But the day after Tiglachas is supposed to go and bring their Kabbonis. Supposed to bring your Kabbonis. So what's going to happen now? If you're going to tell me that that he can only wait now until after Yontif, since he didn't do it before Yontif, he's going to have to do his Tiglachas after Yontif, he won't be able to do his Tiglachas and bring his Karbonos. If he can't bring his Karbonos, he can't go and start eating Kodshim again and eating Truma if he's a Kohen. In other words, he's still quote-unquote Tomei because he's still a Mechusa Kippurim. He hasn't gotten the full degree of Tahara yet. We don't want that. We want everybody to go and join and be Tahir. Especially Beregel, Chaveirim, everybody, Koyisar Chaveirim, Simcha, etc. If, however, we're going to allow him to do his Tiglachas, the Moshal, on the first day Chol HaMoed, he'll be able to bring his Kabbanis on the next day of Chol HaMoed. Can't wait until Yontif, he can't go and bring it. However, on Chol HaMoed, he can go and bring it. So, Kadesh, you should carbon and say, and we say, okay, really, you Nazirim Matzayra, you should have done this before Yontif, but we prefer allowing you to do it now during Chol HaMoed, so you shouldn't go and push off bringing the Kabbanis that you have to go and bring. Now we learned in a braisa. We're adding to our Mishnah the following two. Hakoyin, the Ovel Mutorim Begiluach. Hakoyin and Ovel can have Giluach on Chol HaMoed. Koyin and an Ovel. Again, Frey Timora. We're going to get back to Koyin a little bit later. First we go and deal with Ovel. Hi Ovel Eichidami. What type of Ovel are we talking about? Meaning that the Ovel sat Shiva 7 days. The eighth day was Erev Yontif. He had a full day Erev Regel. Well, what's going on over here? In other words, even if you don't hold Mitzvah Seyav Gekulai, and the whole 7 days, full 7 days, the eighth day was Erev Yontif. Erev Yontif. Right after davening, he should have gone to the barber shop. What's that? Ella Shechal Shmini Shaloi Liois B'Shabbes Erev Regel. His eighth day came out on Erev HaRegel, Takan Erev Yontif, but Erev Yontif was Shabbos. Erev Yontif Shabbos, the barbershops were closed, obviously he can't go and take a haircut on Shabbos. Okay, Freitimar, Iboy Lele Geluche, Erev Shabbos. So he should have done it the day before, meaning on day number 7 of his Shiva. The Amr of Chizah. Slightly, when I finished. The Amr of Chizah, Amr of Inabar Shila, Halachik Abishol, we paskin like Abishol, and not like the Chacham. Now what is Abishol? Abishol holds that as soon as the person gets up from his shiva koidem haregel, butlami menu gzeira shloishim, and the yoim shiva, the yoim hashvi, is oile lekan u lekan, meaning that it's also considered to be part of the shiva, mitzvah kekulai. But after he gets up, then it's considered to be like day number 8 already because the shiva is finished, and therefore Abishol holds that you can take a haircut on day 7 of the Shiva. So that's Abishol, not the Chum. ומיינו חכם לבשול כי שחל שמיני שלא יליאויס בשבס ערב הרגל שמות לגלח בערב שבס. Even in these very difficult circumstances, in other words, normally the Chacham would say, wait until Yom HaShmini, don't do Yom HaShvi. However, if Yom HaShmini comes out on Shabbos, and it's Erev HaRegel, Chaduch Mishkabrei, if it's a regular Shabbos, wait until Sunday. If the covered Yom Tov, the covered Shabbos, then you can heal, then the Chacham would also read the Abishol, you can do it on Yom HaShvi. Isai Bazai, Vaitis, a widened this oval, take his haircut before Yotiv. Like Tzrich Shachal Shvi Shaloi, Lioi Spe Shabbos Erev Regel. It wasn't the Yom Shmini Shaloi. The Yom Shvi Shaloi came out on Shabbos Erev Regel. Oh, so that's the seventh day. That's Erev Yontav, Amsi Shabbos. If he's going to go and take a haircut, he'll have to take a haircut on Yom Hashishi. That's already part of the Shiva. Just come and however, the Braisa holds that the oval Meg. Our Mishnah doesn't mention it. Our Mishnah obviously disagrees. What's the machlokes? Tana brasa v'lekabishol. The Amma mixes a yom kikuloi. The yom shvi oyloi lekan ulekan. First of all, he holds mixes yom kikuloi, which is what we hold. That's why a person doesn't have to sit a full shiva, only part of the seventh day. He also holds yom shish oylekan ulekan, meaning that the second part of the day is already like yom hashmini. It's already the next day. The kivin the Shabbos ave, since his yom hashmini came out on Shabbos, honest, so he's an honest, and in these difficult circumstances, he's an honest. The Chacham said, you know what? You can even do the day before on Yom HaShishi on Erev Shabbos. That's why the Tana of that Braisa said the Oval is allowed to go. I'm sorry. He's honest, so he can't do it on Yom HaShishi, but that's why he's allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed.
That's exactly.
He's an honest, also Mishkabei. He can go and do it on Chol HaMoed. He never finished off his velus to Shiva, and therefore he cannot go and take the haircut on Chol HaMoed. So therefore,
that the Yom Tov takes away the Shiva.
Exactly.
Well, apparently for this, that you don't have to sit Shiva, but for these purposes, it still continues, and he was not able to go and have the haircut on
these
on
Chol HaMoed. 3 days, we say in the middle, then in 7 days, someone has Shiva, and then the Yom Tov takes it away.
The Yom Tov takes it away.
It's just an hour before Yom Tov.
It's over before. 7 days before Yom Tov, it just comes out every
Shabbat.
You have a good Ta'ara. Quite. Anyway, we have to.
But
yeah,
it's the same question because he's anyways not able to take a haircut until.
Yeah, but
the shiva is not over until.
But Chol HaMoed v'chol you should be able to take it. Because if the shiva is over,
the situation falls when you start the shiva on a Sunday. The 6 day is Friday.
Right.
Shabbat will be.
Right. According to Abishol, Mitzvayim Kekulai, Yom Shvi is Oil Lekan Lekan. Shabbos was the Shiva, which was Erev. But he couldn't do Erev Shabbos because it was Shishi. So therefore, he's an honest. He can do it on Chol HaMoed. Our Mishnah holds like the Rabban and not like Abishol, and therefore you don't say Mitzvayim Kekulai. You don't say Yom Shvi Oil Lekan Lekan, and therefore he never finished the Shiva because it was only 6 days before Yom Tov. The Shiva continues, so to speak, and therefore he's prohibited.
The Shleishim that asks him. It has to be.
Okay. Now I want to
take a haircut and the shleishim. So
this is Avelis. Now we're going to the coin. We started with the coin. Hi coin, hey chidami. When we said that the coin is allowed to go and take a haircut and chol hamoed, what's for the coin? Ilem the shol mishmartoi erev regel. In other words, a coin or a coin is different than a Levi Yisrael. A coin, the same thing. We had in the country, we had the Temeshvar Rebbe came from Eretz Yisrael. He's Mali V'Godesh and Maisis and Medroshim and Chazal, brilliant person. So he was telling us a story that there was a Rebbe that I forget now the name. So he comes into the Smedish one day after Mincha on Shabbos and he sees a Yid, the Nebuch, is crying terribly, tremendous Bechias. So he goes over to the Yid, why are you crying? What's the problem? He says, I'm learning Pirkei Avos. So that's a reason to cry. He says, yeah. Because it says every time you start Pirkei Avos, it's supposed to say Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek L'Olam Haba. So he says, "So what's the shlacht?" He says, "The problem is, Ich bin the Chabar HaKoyin, and it says Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelik Lam Abba. So why won't I have a Chelik Lam Abba? And he was crying. So this Rav was very, very smart. He says, you're making a mistake. Why does it say Kol Yisrael? Could you just say Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelik Lam Abba? The word Kol is Rishon Tevis. Koyin Levi Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelik Lam Abba. And this person was so happy. He kissed the Rabbi. He was so
happy. Makes me happy.
You see that? It's like Kol Yisrael, Koyin Mit Levi. All Yesh Lam. Also, what's the Koyin? How is the Koyin different than anybody else? If you now take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, with the coin of Sayachsen. Hey, Chidami, Musa Sanazar.
The whole point of the Mass is that he could have yelled at him, Sidraita, Yisrael, Maintach HaKoyim. But instead he was...
Benachas, they were from Benachas Ishma. So, Gemara, hey, Chidami. So what's the pshat with this coin? The Gemara is assuming that he is in the Mishmar. A Mishmar means that he's doing his work in the Beis Mikdash, and we already learned before a couple of days ago that the Anshei Mishmar had to take the haircuts before the Mishmar, not during the Mishmar, so that they should not come to the Beis Mikdash kishehein menu volim.
I think the Arshbo explains a little bit that when you have the Shiva finishing before
Since they're not allowed to take haircuts during the Mishmar, he wants to take a haircut after the Mishmar, but his Mishmar ends Erev HaRegel. Now Rashi points out that all the Mishmaris always ended on Shabbos. And this Shabbos, when he ended, because that's when they had the changing of the guard, and that's why it's 7 and 5 in the Lechem upon him. Zayigit. So his Mishmar ended on Shabbos. Okay, so normally the next day, and what's a Shabbos Sunday, he would go and take a haircut. The problem was that Shabbos was Erev HaRegel, meaning that Matzah Shabbos Sunday is the Yontif. So what is he supposed to do? Ziboy Leile Geluche Erev HaRegel. L'choyre, he should have gone and had a giluch. Now, Erev HaRegel, we said, is Shabbos. So Rashi says, when the Gemara says Erev HaRegel, Lav Dafki really means Erev Shabbos, he should have gone and had. Now, how is he allowed? It's the B'nai Mishmar. But we said before in the Gemara, even the B'nai Mishmar, they're not allowed to take a haircut on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But starting from Yom Chamishi, they're allowed to take. So Yom HaShishi, he could have taken it. So, Frank Timura, why are we allowing this coin to go and take a haircut on Chol HaMoed? You're telling me that his Mishmar ended on Erev HaRegel. That means Shabbos was on Erev HaRegel. Fine. So he can't do it on Sunday, but he could have done it on Erev Shabbos on Friday. It's part of his Mishmar. It's already from Yom HaChamishi and further. He could have taken a haircut. Lo yitzrich l'shol mishmarte b'regel. His Mishmar ended on Yontif. So what's the problem if the Mishmar, meaning Shabbos, fell out on Yontif? So again, he should have done it on Friday. Tana didonso v'arkim nitnan b'shloishe prakim b'shana. How you call Mishmar is Shabbos. V'imure harigolim. V'muchilik lechem ha'ponim. K'mand l'sholim mishmarte b'regel dami. Our Tana bar Mishmar, we do not allow the Kohen to go and take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, is because although technically he finished his Mishmar on Shabbos, however, Bishloishe Parag B'Shana means the three Yom Tovim, since the Kohanim are there, and he can't go and send them home, so then they all have the right to go and do the Avodah, so his Mishmar, he gets an extended Mishmar. The Mishmar is not 7 days, it's 8 days, it continues going. So his Mishmar is still ongoing, and that's the reason why he cannot go and have a haircut on Chol HaMoed, as part of his Mishmar. I've got the Shaykh Bahar Mishmaris. He's allowed to do work together with the other Mishmaris. Mishmar to Mishlimo, come on, give me a break. His Mishmar finish. Yeah, he has a hetter to do with everybody else, but Lamai's in Mishmar is in it. That's the machlokes. Turn around. All those allowed to do Megaleach on Chol HaMoed are allowed to go and have a Giluch. In other words, like we had in our Mishnah, the person who comes out of jail, so if he comes out of jail, just like on Chol HaMoed, he's allowed to have a Giluch, he's allowed to have a Giluch on his Yimei Avelis. But Tanya assumed, but there's another brace that said that it's Asur. Amrav Chizda, Amrav Shila, Kitanya Hachamutarin Bishatakvu Avelav. Our Mishnah is talking about, or our Gemara is talking about, that he had two Avelas back to back. Meaning that Rachman Litzlan, first he sat Shiva 7 days, Rachman Litzlan for his father, and then at the end of Shiva, his mother said, I feel so faint, and Nebuch, she passed away, and then Nebuch, another week of Avelis. 2 weeks of Avelis, one back to back, then it's Mutter on Chol HaMoed. has nothing to do with the guys that came out of jail or out of Medina Sayyam or whatever. Anybody, the Sanyul and the Brian, Takfu Avela Zeachase, Hich Betsarai Mekel Betar, Umachabis Ksusai Bemayim. So then anybody has this heter, not only the Kol Elusha Omru Mutar and the Galeach Lemoyet. But the Gemara is saying is that Braisa, you're talking about a regular guy, you can take a razor, but not do it with a regular. Now we don't mean a razor on the face, of course, that would be an isser. We're talking about the hair or trimming the beard, but not talking about chulin on the face. You're allowed to use water for the machajz ksusa, but I'm not allowed to use any detergent, no soap. So therefore, what our Gemara is telling us is that those people that have a heter because of the fact that the yoytze beisoysura medina sayom etc., they also have a heter b'shas avelis b'shetokfuhu avelav, that they can do it b'derech rogil, they don't have to do it b'derech shinah. From this we see that Ovel Osmet Achbois says that only by Takfu Aveilav you have a heter, but normally an Ovel would be Osir in Kvisa. We have a Raya from this place. Tanarban, Gishem Shomer Osir Legalech, but Moikach Osir Lito Tzipanayim Bemoid. Just like you're not allowed to take a haircut, you're not allowed to go and cut your nails on Cholmoid. Dim Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi Martin. Rabbi Yosi said, no, you are allowed to cut the nails. Gishem Shomer Ovel Osir Legalech, but May Avela, Kach Osir Lito Tzipanayim May Avela. Dim Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, just like he said that it's Osir to go and cut nails and Cholamoid, he says you're also to cut nails during Avelis. Rabbi Yosi Matir. So in other words, Rabbi Yehuda is Mekel in both cases. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda is Machmer in both cases, and Rabbi Yosi is Mekel in both cases. How do we pass it? Omer Ula Locher Rabbi Yehuda be Ovel, and there we are Machmer. V'Locher Rabbi Yosi be Moid, and Cholamoid we are Mekel in the cutting of the nails. Shmuel Omer Halocher Rabbi Yosi be Moid, Ube Ovel we pass it like Rabbi Yosi Lachokel in both cases. Yomer Shmuel Halocher Rabbi Mekel be Ovel, and therefore now not only Cholamoid, but also Avelis. If a person has to go and cut his nails, he's allowed to cut his nails. The Atma Vekim Hashem Alekeichem Chayim Kulcham Ayoim Reb Chanani Menakash Oymer Ratzik Gadish Bokul Zakris Yisrael.